5468.
All right, 5468. So they're on their way. When they arrive, if you're able to get an ambulance number for me, that's great. Also, if you're able to, they'll tell you where they transport them to if they do. That's also helpful. They don't always tell you, and that's fine either way. But just sit tight and wait for them to show up. Like I said, a supervisor's headed your way as well. If they do clear you to roll, just tell me you're ready for service, okay?
Absolutely, just to make sure I got that all right. So you want me to ask them where they're transporting them if possible. Ask them what place they work for, basically, and or what like division, like what ambulance company it is. And then you also want me to let you know if they tell me I'm just under ready for service.
Yeah, you kind of got that right. I mean, you should be able to tell what the ambulance company is. It's more than likely going to be AMR, but it should say right on it what the ambulance company is. But it should have a number on it, I believe, on the back of it. So if you can just get that number off the back for me, that would be fantastic. And, yeah, just send it ready for service once they've cleared you to roll.
Copy. That's the part that I got that I was missing was the number on the back of the ambulance. Yeah, I did this once about 2 years ago. So yeah, thank you for reminding me of everything. And yeah, I will hit send a ready for service once I'm cleared. Thank you again for all your help.
You are welcome, and I hope you have a great night at 2033.
Excellent service, 767.
9586.
86, I'm clear of OMC and going back over the telecom then the viaduct.
865, copy. Right, at 2033.